Andy Robertson, gaming expert.
Some would say.
Man, that's the job I wanted when I left school, when I left college.
Yeah, it was probably there for the taking.
Was it? I couldn't get it. You see, I've been gaming since I was, 13, 14. I was Sega Mega Drive. I was the Genesis. I was Altered Beast. I was Strider. Nice. I was all those great games.
Yeah, Strider,
Yeah, man. I've kept it going till the tender age of 34, much to my wife's chagrin.
Yeah. Well, you need to get her involved and get her playing some games too.
Well, I've tried. I've had her on the... I'll tell you what she does like, because we've got the Kinect at home. Mm-hmm. She likes the dancing.
Yeah, nice. Well, Dance Central.
Yeah, that's it. She enjoys that. Mm-hmm. So that's quite cool. That one just about passes the spouse test. Are you aware of the spouse test?
Yeah, my wife actually doesn't play games as much as I would like her to. But there are some like you get her off the sofa and joining in with the kids as well, so...
It's difficult, I'm telling you, it really is. Particularly, I mean, she quite likes it if I play like the football games or whatever, because they're quiet and they don't make much noise and she can read her book or go online on the laptop or whatever. She's happy with that. But if it's things like Call of Duty, first-person shooters and the lounge is sounding like Beirut, then she's not happy with that.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll tell you what else as well, it's the headset.
Yeah, it does look a little bit odd, doesn't it? But particularly when you're talking to people who aren't actually there in the room.
Well, yeah, that's when she refers to me as super geek.
Yes.
Do you get that as well?
I don't do that much playing on Xbox Live. But I do, yeah, if my other half comes home and there's a bunch of us playing, there's a few expletives thrown around. But an angle I found is quite good once you have kids is they sort of bridge the gap. And so once she sees them playing a game and they're like, oh, Mum, come and play this, she joins in a lot more. So I think that's a good angle.
Let me get this straight. Do you do most of your work from home, I take it? Do you spend a lot of time at home in the lounge or the media room, whatever you call it,
yeah.
just playing games and testing them and then writing about them?
Basically, yes. Yeah.
Damn, man. That's not a bad job. That's
yeah, it's
right.
Good. Although, you know, it is always dangerous to make your hobby your job, isn't it? So, yeah, there's some work to do to make sure it stays fun. But most of the time, that's pretty easy.
There is a bit of that. I do understand that. So, presumably, you know, doing what you do, you get to play a lot of the new stuff first. You try out the consoles and all the amazing tech that comes out. You get to kind of get on that first.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. So we've had the 3DS... in our hands for a couple of weeks.
Okay, and now that is out tonight. In fact, it'll be literally within a couple of hours. I mean, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, some of the backstory just about the last few weeks is just how massive it's been in Japan, selling through 400,000 in just a couple of days. And already the pre-orders in this country have outstripped both the Wii and the DS, which, you know, led the way already. So there's going to be a lot of media circus, I think, around the event. So it's exciting.
The DS itself, it's been incredibly successful, hasn't it? Most kids have got them, and even older generations. My wife has one. She plays the brain training on it quite a bit. It's been incredible for Nintendo, that has.
Yeah, I mean, I think what it's done is taken a hobby, which used to, like you were saying at the start there, used to be the pursuit of the sort of more tech-savvy geeks and what have you back in the day, and has put it in the hands of everybody. And the interesting discovery is that actually most people like playing games. It's not just something that has to be the preserve of a minority.
Well, exactly, because I do still feel there's almost like... I think the word is probably geek that I'd look to use.
Yeah,
it
used to be an insult, but I think it's almost a compliment these days.
Or people somehow feel you're wasting your time, you're not doing anything constructive with your day. But there's a lot of good bits of software out now that, you know, enhance your mind, i.e. the brain training, things like that, and, you know, keep you active, really, mentally.
Yeah, and, I mean, games have just become part of the sort of the air of the culture that we breathe. You know, there's films, there's books, and there's games. So being part of that is an important thing, I think, for families. And, you know, the 3DS is another step into broadening the number of people who are likely to come into contact with it. So I think that's a good thing.
So is it a decent little machine, this 3DS? I mean, what's so special about it? Because trying to get my head around the fact that you can actually play in 3D without glasses does kind of make my head spin a little bit.
Yeah, to hear it secondhand, it's hard to imagine how it sort of works. We're used to going into a cinema, putting glasses on and seeing the 3D like that. And obviously it's a controlled experience because you've got those glasses on. Now, on the 3DS, it works because the person playing it can actually hold the screen, so you've got complete control over the angle, and it means that then the unit can actually sort of project a different image to each of your eyes, which is then combined, you know, by your brain, and you see, you know, really impressive 3D rendering of the game. So rather than looking at a sort of flat 2D screen, it's more like sort of looking into a window where there's a sense of depth, and also things coming slightly out of the screen as well. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it so far.
So what you're telling me is effectively when we go and watch 3D at the cinemas or you know, perhaps even 3D within the home, the glasses aren't necessarily needed. It's because there's lots of people trying to watch it from different angles. But if you were within close proximity, then it'd be more effective.
Well, it's different technologies being used, but
yeah.
because the 3DS is for one person and the one person holds it, it opens the door to this particular screen that can recreate a almost pretty much identical 3D experience to what you'd get in the cinema or on a home 3D TV.
Okay, cool. And do you think will there be games that are specific to, you know, the 3DS whereby you're going to need all the 3D gubbins, or, you know, can you just switch the 3D down or whatever and not have it on? Does it really matter?
I think most games really will use it as a way of enhancing the experience. But having said that, the ability to be able to tell more easily how far into the sort of the game space you are because you've got that 3D screen does actually have an impact on gameplay. Like Pro Evolution Soccer is one of the launch titles, and what they've done with that is move the camera slightly lower so you can see further down the pitch, and the sense of space and, you know, how far you need to pass the ball is actually really helped by that 3D screen, because you can get a better idea of how far away the player is in front of you or how far away the goal is.
Fantastic. So, I mean, this is presumably going to become one of those kind of very desirable objects, isn't it? People are going to want one of these. I'm getting this feeling already. You know, you've got midnight launches for it. There's people queuing for it already. So, you know, there's a lot of excitement about this kind of thing, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing that already in the sort of pre-order numbers. And also just the amount of interest there is in people talking about it. You know, it goes to show that this is something that is sort of... on the up in the sort of in the media and the culture at the moment. So yeah, it's very exciting.
Do you think 3D is here to stay? Because I know we've flirted with it in the past. Admittedly, it was in the 80s and that's when it was rubbish, but you know, it came and went, it disappeared. But do you think as a technology it's actually going to be something we're going to use within our lives for years to come, and it'll just get bigger and better?
Yeah, I mean, the 3D we see in cinema now and on TVs now is obviously very different to the sort of red-blue glasses type we used to get you know, back in the day. But again, you know, we're seeing a watershed with the 3DS, because whereas the number of sales of 3D TVs have actually been to date quite small in comparison to the overall market, the 3DS is sort of the sheer numbers in play here, meaning that more people are going to experience that 3D world, and that sort of justifies other manufacturers then actually sort of stumping up and actually including those features in their device, because I think there's going to be an increased demand for it. We've already hear rumour of mobile phones and other devices in the offing, so I think we will see it just sort of increase and just become commonplace.
Do you know what? I remember, you know, back on films like, I was trying to pick one out as an example here, not necessarily Blade Runner, but a similar film, you know, where it's set in the future and there's great technology going on, and you'd see almost 3D images and people utilising almost holograms within their lives. I'm hoping that soon we might get to that kind of technology. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, this is like a Minority Report where you're walking down the high street and things are popping out of the walls. Yeah, but I think in that space, 3D is just one technology that exists in a sort of a collection. And, you know, in that Minority Report example, it's identifying who he is, who John is, and the adverts are sort of tailored to him, and that, you know, the questions that the different billboards are asking know his shopping preferences, and he walks into the shop and it knows his size and stuff. So in similar way on the 3DS, it is a 3D screen, but it also has lots of other features which sort of back that up. It has the 3D camera, this augmented reality way of playing where you can actually see the room you're sitting in and move it around. It has gyroscopes so that it knows which way it's facing. So I think it's a collection of technology that will take us into that sort of era. Maybe not exactly like Minority Report, but, you know, to take a step towards it can't be a bad thing.
Well, yeah, so it does sound very cool indeed. And, well, hopefully my wife might like it as well. She yeah. might do by the sound of it.
Yeah, I would think so. And if you look at the launch titles, it's quite interesting because it does seem to cater traditionally, as Nintendo have, for a casual user, maybe, you know, for somebody maybe like your wife. But also, it's got the hardcore titles like Pro Evo and Ridge Racer and Ghost Recon game is actually very good. So I think, you know, it's interesting that it should have something to appeal for most people.